This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stella back to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh my God, I am Mono Agapian. You are listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast, available you nene. And I am happy holidays, horrors, because we are once again spoiled by royalty. Today, we're joined by the pork chop of the Philippines, the shoeless diva, the gorgeous, the stunning, the one and only Prince.
What? What did you say? What was the introduction? Oh my God, that was a mouthful. Mabuhay!
Mabuhay! What's up, girl?
Well, I'm doing all right. I just watched the episode and I'm excited to talk about
it. Oh my God. We have two exciting episodes to talk about, which is insane. We're going to talk about the Snatch Game as well as the lip sync.
Oh, this is going to be a lot.
This is going to be a lot. So we're going to have to just get into it. Prince, before, just so everyone knows, I had the pleasure of bumping into you at a birthday party and then seeing you again at the Wow holiday party. You are fully living your LA fantasy. How the fuck are you enjoying LA?
I am enjoying LA. I mean, you saw me at the parties, right? We've been bumping into each other. I mean, it's Destiny and now we're here. I'm loving LA. I mean, I love the weather. I love the community. I love how gay it was. It was so gay. Yes. I think that's the reason why I'm staying.
Yes. Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it seems like you're getting your life. You are truly, you're getting the most out of the nightlife. I mean, I see you posting, you're like, I saw you at like 1 a.m. and you were like, are you going to the after party? And I was like, no, bitch, no.
But I became a party person. In the Philippines, I don't really party.
Yeah.
But here, I'm always out. Like, I'm on my new era, I guess.
Yeah, live your new era. And your new era is being you're serving drag excellence. You look so stunning. I mean, you were stunning on the TV show, but holy shit, how have you leveled up your drag? Like, how did you level up your drag?
Oh, like what happened on the show was like a big, it really gave me like a motivation to do better in a lot of things in terms of drag and also, you know, out of drag.
Yeah,
because I as I said on the show, I'm like very soft-spoken. I don't have that much confidence because coming into the show, I was the baby queen of the season. Like I was a bedroom queen. So I think that's a good start for me. And now I'm like a full renowned or like a newly imagined person, I guess. I'm more confident in a way.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, just I have only met you a handful of times, but every time I talk to you, you're sweet, you're funny, you're outgoing, you're cunt. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Right. Well, I think that's the power of drag too. Like when you put it on, you're something else. You're someone who's like not really who you are out of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I love to see it. What is next? Will you go back to the show when they ask you to come back on the show?
Oh, maybe All-Stars, maybe international spin-offs. I don't know. Okay. I'm up for it. Yes, I would. I'm not closing my doors for it.
Okay, good. I want to know because you were almost on season two of Philippines, but that didn't work out.
That didn't work out. Yeah,
it didn't work out. And that's a story for another day. But we're gonna talk Canada's Drag Race. Holy shit! I am Prince. This is my favorite season of the whole year. And yes, I'm including season 15 because I'm messy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to love UK, but for me, it's Canada's Drag Race year for me. Even Philippines, like season two was like,
Yeah. You know, a lot of people lived for it. I have to admit that this is just the whole truth. I haven't seen season two yet. I know the children are going to scream at me, but I haven't seen season two of Philippines yet. There was just so much Drag Race going on.
Right. But season two was okay.
Okay.
I think no one can top season one, I guess.
Season one, I did watch every single bit of, and it was gobsmacking and messy. Oh my God, the judges are messy.
Oh yeah.
They pop off.
It was filth.
It was giving Dracula filth. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. It's because some of them, they really pop off, and they like, some of them, it feels like they enjoy being rude.
Right. I mean, that's Philippines culture, I guess. Like, they're very straight up and very cutthroat.
Wow. I fucking live. I live. It's fucking good TV. They know how to make good TV. So we're just coming off the heels of that awesome lip sync. Holy shit. Where both Aimee Yonce Chanel and Near Enough stayed. Do you think that was the right call?
I think the lip sync was fun, but does it deserve a double Shantae? I don't think so, to be honest. Like, I love Aimee. I love Aimee because she's good TV, but I feel like Neera just could have stayed alone.
Yes, agree. Neera.
To be honest.
That was the truth, but the drama was too juicy, and it continues in these episodes. Her drama was too good. There was too much good storyline with the two of them.
I feel like the production was like, oh, there's something more. Let's save her so we can get more some drama. I guess that's the reason why.
Yeah. And if that wasn't drama enough, we have the chaos of Melinda Verga, who wants to go home, but doesn't.
I know. This is a TV moment. Like, it was all over Twitter, too, the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
I did what I said.
I cannot be the emotions. This is like, I don't know. This is too much for me. Like, watching it was insane. Like, I had to pause, rewind, rewatch it again because it was entertaining. I'm telling you. I even messaged Melinda. I was like, bitch, that was fucking too much. And I'm living for it.
It was giving. Thanksgiving. It was giving family fight. I mean, the girls are mad. And it was good TV.
Girl, do you watch Bad Girls Club? That's Bad Girls Club.
It was very Bad Girls Club. It was chaos. It was throwing bows. I loved it. I was like, this is the best real raw drama we've had, in
this
a Drag
is like
Race
season
franchise.
5, 6 of U.S. Drag Race.
Yes.
This is the kind of Untucked that I miss.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. Like, and I love that above all, Venus is like, stop yelling at us. Shut up. Stop yelling.
And the whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, this is good. This is great TV. I know. I live. So, I mean, before we get into the Snatch Game, a lot of things happened. One fun thing that happens is we have two Jennifer Coolidges.
Oh, right. The Battle of the Coolidges.
And I think, is this the first time? Because in the history of Drag Race, it's always like someone switches. Someone switches. But this, I think, is the first time they said, nope, we're going to have two.
Yeah, no one's switching. We got an old Coolidge and a young Coolidge. I think that's exciting, though. But, I mean, if you don't have a backup, you have no choice but to do it then, right?
Truly.
Because I think it doesn't have a backup.
Truly. I mean, yeah, if you don't have a backup, this is what it is.
Stick to your vision, bitch.
Right. So let's talk about them. First, we have Venus as giving Tiger King. Venus is Tiger King.
I don't know who he is, but after watching that Snatch Game, I feel like kind of knew who Tiger was, but it was a safe performance, I would say.
Yes. So you didn't know there's this whole documentary moment. So you didn't see the Tiger King documentary.
Right, no.
Okay, go watch it because it's fucking crazy. But yeah, having seen the documentary, I wanted a little bit more. Like,
yeah.
And it
was on a safe.
It was safe. It was totally safe. It was totally whatever. But yeah, I mean, here's the fun thing about Tiger King is, did you know this from her performance? Did you know that Tiger King is a gay man in a throuple?
Oh, shit, no.
See, and that's what I'm saying. The fact that you don't know that is proof that there was some missed stuff,
right.
Or the edit cut it out. I'm not sure.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be like a lot of like materials there, but then they had to cut it and then they have to show that Venus was just safe.
Yeah. Here's another gag. Okay. Melinda Verga as Manny Pacquiao.
Oh,
I was shocked.
Oh, did you know I was about to do Manny Pacquiao on my season?
No, you're kidding.
That was my option.
I mean, of course, of course.
I know, but oh my gosh, Melinda did it so well though. Like so well.
Well.
And I cannot believe like, I wasn't expecting like someone would do Manny on an international franchise until I saw this. So it was so fun.
And I was like, no way this is going to work because she was like, oh yeah, he's homophobic. Isn't that funny? And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know, girl. That's a hard thing to make funny.
Yeah, because that can be like offensive too. Like when you try to do something with a character who is homophobic and put it here in Snatch Game, it might go the wrong way. But the way Melinda did it, it was so good.
I can't believe it. She is the most mysterious Drag Race queen to me, maybe ever, because her highs and her lows and the things she's good at, the things she's not good at, like I have never been more mystified. She's mysterious. And this was fantastic. Like, it was, there was levels, there was specificity.
It was stupid.
It was stupid. It was, and then it was also smart too. It was smart too, right? Like the Jesus moment.
Time.
Yeah, smart, stupid. This is not Jesus. The quiet homophobia where she was just like kind of quietly scared that like, oh no, these are all gays.
This is not Jesus. This is not my savior.
Yes.
I love the moment when he called Amy as Mike Tyson.
Yes. Yes. So this is Mike Tyson. This is Jesus on drugs. It was so good. And I did not think this was going to come out of Melinda. So, I'm so sorry, Melinda. Like, I did not think she was this kind of funny, but here you fucking go.
And it's a good save from last week with the drama that happened. It was like,
I know. That's why I was like, at the beginning of this episode, I was like, oh, well, poor Melinda. She's definitely going home today because her confidence is shaken and rattled.
Right.
I was wrong.
It was surprising. It was a surprise to me too. Like, I didn't know it's going to be like this.
A gag. A gag. Okay, Amy as Jesus. Sure.
I feel like it's the same tone as like Tiger. It's not funny.
Yeah.
It could be funny, but it's also not bad.
I definitely wanted more specifics. If we're going to do Jesus, I need the specifics. Yeah, I know there was some attempts at the water and wine stuff, but more. Because the joke was kind of like gay Jesus a little bit. So it was like, so go harder. Talk about how you fuck in your 12 disciples, you know?
But then also like I get Amy though, because I feel like English is not the first language of Amy, right?
Yes, so yes.
The humor might not be there. And it's the same concern I have. For example, like for me, if I have to joke in like English, it might be hard for me because I'm not really that funny, or like I would not have all this kind of references too.
It's a whole different thing.
It is a whole different thing. And sometimes language doesn't travel, right?
So absolutely not. No, and comedy in a language comedy's hard when you know the language fluently.
Right.
So, that's tough. That's very tough.
So I get her on that part. But yeah, it wasn't a bad performance. It was okay.
It was okay. Okay. So then we have Luna as Mary Cosby, who is a real housewife from Salt Lake City. Pretty nothing. Not great.
She was timid, though.
It was very timid. And, I don't know if you know this person, but this person is big-eyed, crazy-eyed, like, could have at the very least given me some big, crazy energy, and she was too calm.
Right. I mean, I didn't even remember, like, she did this character or her Snatch Game at all.
Period. So sorry. Okay, Emperor Zhao Bing from Miss Aurora Matrix.
Right. I mean, I love Aurora.
I love her. But this was like a little bit too much of a history lesson, right?
Right. I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, there are specific like Snatch Game characters wherein you don't have to know him or her personally. But then when they perform it in Snatch Game, they will deliver and you would go with the fantasy. But this is just not it. I feel like the only funny thing about this Snatch Game was like the small hands.
Right. Very SNL, very Kristen Wiig.
Right.
Yeah.
But Aurora tried.
She tried.
She was trying, and that's good enough for me.
Again, when someone's as good at drag as she is, you almost are relieved to know she has a weakness. It's honestly right. A relief.
Uh-huh. If you don't have weakness, I would be scared of you.
Yeah. And there was commitment. Like, there was a lot of character commitment. Like, so, like, there, she just needed someone to push her in a direction.
Right.
Like,
right.
A little comedic prompt, like, hey, you're a baby who's rich. So maybe make some jokes about how, you know, like mixing those two together, you know, your golden baby bottle, your feather down crib. Like, there's a way to like sort of like play that up that was maybe not played.
Right. But then it is what it is.
It is. It so is. Okay, we have our two Coolidges. We've got old Coolidge and young Coolidge. Old Coolidge from Kitten Caboodle. Young Coolidge from Nira Nuff. What'd you think of these two?
Oh, I mean, definitely I would go on Jennifer Coolidge number one. Kitten Caboodle was the better one.
Yes. Her writing was a bit sharper. She has better writing.
Yeah. I mean, I expected that from Kitten because she's smart. And
she's a smart
funny.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm. So I expected that she'll deliver better than Near Enough.
Yeah, you know, it's like I like Nira's characterization better, but I liked Kitten's
context.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they were fun. They were a cute ass time together.
It was fun to see like two characters next to each other and trying the same fucking character. It was
next, fun. Next to each other was fun. And next to them is Elizabeth Taylor from Kiki Ko. Oh boy.
My dear Kiki Ko.
Oh dear.
Oh, wait, did you know what Kiki Ko means?
No, teach me.
Oh, Kiki is a term in the Philippines for pussy.
Fun.
And then Ko is mine. So it's like my pussy.
My pussy. I didn't know
like
that.
Kiki
That's
Ko.
My
That's
Kiki
the
Ko.
History of Kiki Ko's name.
Educating children.
Yeah, just say Kiki Ko. What's the smell? Kiki Ko.
Man, this Elizabeth Taylor was not very good.
Oh my God, but Snatch Game? Girl. That
girl,
was.
It's hard.
It's giving bottom energy.
It was giving tight butthole bottom, you know, like a bottom Oof. Who can't open up. That was the bottom energy.
ASAP doors open.
God, any hole was a goal and she missed this hole, unfortunately. Julia Fox, we have Denim giving Julia Fox. This was okay.
I'll give her the look, like the commitment was... Damn, that's a 10 out of 10. But I feel like Denim is... I feel like Denim is also like very soft-spoken, very timid. And I guess that's the reason why it didn't really work.
Yeah, you're right. It was like... There's the level of delusion you can play as Julia Fox is through the roof. And you know what I mean? She's one of those characters who there's nothing you can say that's off limits. You can be like, I was in Milan dating a beaver when I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger juicing oranges. You know what I mean? Like there's right. nothing you can, anything you say is true for Julia Fox. So I wanted mm-hmm. her to be kooky.
And she didn't even went there.
More. Yeah. More crazy mm-hmm. specifics. Yeah. Right. And maybe more of the voice too.
It still done it for me.
Yeah. And like heighten that even to like, like go nuts. Go nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I forgot the placements for this episode. You would have to like make me remember.
I will remind you. First, we're going to look. You know, we have so much. You know what's gag? Here's the gag. We still have to look at those gaggy runways, which are steampunk.
Right.
Oh. So let's look at those. Let's look at those runways. But first, Prince, silence. I feel like taking a break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. We're back. We're going to talk of these looks. Let's go ahead and talk about, first of all, holy shit, Brooklyn Heights' look is so gorgeous.
Oh, the orange hair, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is Melinda's look last week.
I know. It's almost like she wore it just to say, look, bitch, this is what it is.
Right.
Jada Essence Hall is she's an amazing judge this episode. She's so sweet and thoughtful and telling them exactly what they need to hear.
I love that they're putting like the girls from the show to judge too. Like,
it's, yes.
I feel like if you're gonna judge a drag show or like a drag race competition, it should be coming from a drag queen.
Prince, you're fucking telling the truth. Like, Canada is leaving the U.S. behind a little bit.
Oh,
yes,
I know.
And I think they love that. And I bet the U.S. is plucked because
right.
Look, it's
who's more valid to judge a drag competition? Maybe the winners of the show, I guess.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to see the girls like doing all these things because it just makes more sense.
You can feel Jada when she's giving these girls tips. You can feel her like
it was
truly
genuine.
So genuine, like, and like truly, like it's almost, it's like therapy where she's like, this is what you need to do. I'm literally telling you exactly what you need to do. Like, fuck all this other noise, which is so much more important than having Jennifer Tilly after three shots of Patron come and give you bad advice on stage. It's like, get the girls from the show.
Right.
It's not that hard to do. They would love to be on the panel.
Right.
Just want to shout out to Brooklyn Heights because if this is steampunk, then I like steampunk. But generally, as a rule, I think steampunk is a disgusting element of human culture.
It was, but it's not really aesthetically. Aesthetically, I guess it's cute, but if you like think about it, the human world, it would be like crazy, crazy, cuckoo. Huh?
I just don't like the idea that it's like, oh, we've made it to the future and there's something so ultra nerd, and I am a nerd, but there's something ultra nerd culture about steampunk that I don't like, that it's like all about a future driven by steam. There's something so lame to me about it. So if you're a steampunk person, attack me, call me out online, tell me why steampunk is good.
The only steam I like is Steambox and Steamworks, baby.
I was So you're filling up with a venti and then filling up at the spa. I see what you're doing.
Yes.
I see. Of course. This bitch, this messy prince, you were a messy slut. You were a messy, messy slut.
I am. Thank you.
We've got denim coming out first. Okay, I did think this was kind of beautiful. It is
beautiful.
Yeah. So, okay, I forgot to tell you, on this podcast, if you like it, you can chirp it. And if you're not feeling it, you can burp it. So is this a chirp or a burp?
A trip?
A chirp. Like a bird chirp. Like a chirp.
Ah, chirp. Chirp, chirp. For me, it's a chirp. Denim looks like a character from a video game.
It's actually...
I love the color story.
The colors.
I love the touch of holographic element to it with the rustic... brown situation. It's
yes.
So
the color palette is Breath of the Wild. It's fierce. Mm. I do love it. And this is an absolute chirp. It almost convinces me that steampunk's cool. Almost.
Right. It can be fun.
It can be fun. You know, if you, Prince, you can convince me. Maybe you can show me a good steampunk look. Kitten Caboodle. This was cute. It's one
it
of the better
cute.
Ones.
I'm just not sure about the raver glasses, though.
Yeah. I see. I hear what you're saying. You're not sure about that.
It's not. It yeah. It could be like a different color, at least, or like out of the way. Cause I don't know.
Overall,
it was cute.
It's a chirp. It's a chirp. Like, I like the detailing. I like the rust. The way we're pairing rust with sparkle and purple. The face mask, it's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp for me, too.
Yeah, she's cute. I'm going to miss her. Kikiko! Holy shit. Beautiful.
I mean, this is the best Kikiko look I've seen so far.
You think? I like some of the other
on
ones.
On the runway.
Oh my God, I've loved
it. I feel like the past episodes, it was a one-note kind of thing.
This
is something new to her, like the silhouette, the color.
It is very different.
I love edgy looks. So for me, this is edgy and it's something new from her. So this is why I like it so much.
It's fucking cool. The arms are giving Mega Man. The hair is giving Matrix.
Right.
It's very cool. And it's downright
it's almost subtle too. It's almost making it kind of high fashion. It's so like, she's not just, yeah, it's something about it is so editorial. It is a chirp.
Yeah, it's a chirp for me.
Work. Next, we have the...
Wait, I hear an ambulance coming.
Uh-oh. Ambulance is coming.
I hate this area. There's always like a fire truck or an ambulance going around.
No. Nope. They're probably coming by to help Amy Yonsei Chanel with her look. I'm kidding.
My God. Oh, there they are.
Oh, here they are.
Amy's here.
Amy's here. Wait, actually, I actually think this look is kind of good.
I think it is good, but I feel like the only wrong in this look, or like could be changed at least, is the color story. I don't know. I'm not sure about the red on the middle.
I see what you're saying.
Red. It's a copper red, maybe.
Yeah.
Like it could just be like two colors at least.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And it's like, I like the gear details on her face. They're almost too subtle.
Yeah, but Amy looks really good all the time.
It's still a chirp for me, but I think you're right. It's not like the perfect look. I like the goggle titties, but it's still a chirp. It's not changed. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's not worth to be like, well, what's the other one?
Burp. It's not a burp.
It's not a burp.
Yeah. Okay. Nira Nuff. Ooh, giving, I'm covered in venom. She's giving black again. What do you think?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not very exciting though, is it?
It's very Victorian more than steampunk for me.
But
it's not bad. I mean, if I have to compare it with Kikiko, who did an all black kind of situation, I feel like I'm going to pick Kikiko more. But... Mm-hmm.
The hair is cool.
I love the headpiece. I love the hair. The neck up is gorgeous.
I'll still give it a light chirp because it's not ugly.
Yeah, it's still a light chirp for me.
Yeah. Next, we have Melinda Verga. This look was not very good, huh?
I mean, from what we've seen from the past episode, this is already good for Melinda, to be honest with you.
She is improving. Her makeup storyline is improving.
I'd say this is an improvement from what she was presented already from the past weeks. But yeah, it's still a chirp for me.
I'm going to burp it. I just think in in terms of steampunk and like everyone's going harder than this. And I feel like this is the first thing you think of when you think steampunk, like first thought. It's like, okay, yeah.
It's like if you think of steampunk and you go to a costume store, this is what you'll see.
Exactly.
Right. I love the fabric though underneath, like the... beaded sequin kind of situation, but then the coat on top of it just aids her so much. But overall, I think it's okay.
Okay. I'm going to burp it because I'm a monster. Aurora Matrix giving Copper Spider.
This is my favorite of the night.
This is amazing.
I love the green detail that pops on the top of her head. I'm obsessed.
It's a full story. And to the green nails. Yeah, this is probably my favorite. This is perfect.
Chirp.
Maybe a caw. We're gonna think about it. It could even be a caw.
Oh, the caw's like the highest form?
Yeah, the caw's the highest form.
Okay. I'll give that a caw.
Woo! Caw! Luna Dubois. Okay, Diva. Okay. She said, I found these boots. Look, her body is absolute perfection. Ooh. But she said,
girl, that ass?
That ass is, oh my God.
I would tap that.
There is bigger than a wedding cake. I love it. What a wonderful ass. I'm hungry all of a sudden.
I just need to put some oil and wear this corset and I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, look, I found a black corset. I found a masquerade mask. I'm sorry, but it is probably a burp for me. But God, she's beautiful.
But she doesn't have to wear anything. The body is gorgeous.
The body is wonderful. The face is wonderful.
Always. All the time.
Yeah, look, the details are good, but for the sake of the category, I'm going to burp it.
I'll give it a trip.
Work.
I love someone who does body, so.
Yes. Yeah. Good, 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 good. We have, because you serve body, Miss Thing.
Not until recently.
Hey, Venus. We got Venus giving Mad Max, giving I can't breathe this planet's oxygen. I do like this.
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this whole ensemble because it's well put out. It's not, it's minimal, but it's maximalist at the same time in terms of like styling.
I agree. Her styling is next level. She loves to show her midriff work. Mm-hmm. But the gloves, the color palette, it definitely is cunt, bitch. I mean, the glove was so cunt, it became an OBGYN.
This is like the character that would defeat Denim's look.
Yes.
Or like part of the video game.
Absolutely.
It's so a chirp.
It's a chirp, but here's the googity gag. Melinda wins. She killed the snatch game. Won't take that away from her. And then Aurora and Luna end up in the bottom. And holy shit, Aurora shows these girls what's up.
Right. I mean, I expected this from Aurora. Aurora and I have been following each other even before we were on Drag Race. So I know how she performs. And I know she's just going to turn it up. But you know what? I'm going to say this because I feel like everybody agrees with me. I feel like this could have been the double Shantae kind of situation that more than last week.
You know, that's a good point. I'll say for me, I'm going to disagree with you because I'm a monster. I thought it was just Aurora. I thought it was Aurora all the way.
Oh, no. For me, like Luna performed. Unlike Amy last week, wherein she was overperformed by Nira.
Ooh, I love this opinion. This is a good take, Prince. I love this.
I mean, it's there. You saw the episode.
You're right. I mean, facts, science, math. I think you're right. What you're saying is correct.
But they needed the drama, so they had.
They needed the drama. They needed the drama. But yeah, okay. Aurora wins, and for the sake of time, we have to go on. We have to talk about this next episode. Holy shit.
Oh, this is going to be a lot.
I know. So here's the thing. And here's what, just when I thought that the Snatch Game was going to be the funnest episode of the season, I was wrong. Holy shit. Then we get this lip sync slay off, which let's just, before we even get into each lip sync, how fun was this episode?
It was a treat. This whole episode was a treat. It took me back to the lip sync at All Stars with, like, I think that was 4, right? With Manila and Gia Gunn.
Yes.
And everybody. It was fun to watch.
It was really cool. Wait, go ahead.
I feel like every single franchise of Drag Race should have this kind of challenge.
This was awesome because this was a little different too. It was cool the way they structured it, where there was both a winning bracket and a losing bracket. I thought that was very cool.
It's like a marathon.
It was nuts. We got like 8 or 9 lip syncs, which is fucking nuts.
Right. And also I feel like, of course, drag is about like performing and lip syncing. So I feel like this kind of challenge is what separates the performers from the non-performers.
100%. And we're coming back in with some drama, right? Because, of course, Kiki Ko was saved with the Golden Beaver. Kiki Ko was saved, you know, because they were like, hey, she saved me. I need to save her. There we go. There we go.
I mean, also because Kiki saved Melinda last week. I mean, I would do the same if I was like, in Melinda's situation, because you're just returning back the favor, right?
I actually agree. I agree. Even though it's the second time Kiki's been saved, I mean, which the story comes full circle at the end of this episode, but like, I agree, like that was, you know, it was good storyline too, to be like, literally at the beginning of this episode, I was screaming at all of you, calling you dumb cunts, and now I've won the challenge. Like, what a roller coaster of a storyline.
Right. Right.
It's insane.
but you know what? I feel like if For example, Aurora or like Denim and Venus is in the situation of Melinda and Kiki. They would do the same anyways, right? Mm. So why are you mad that Melinda saved Kiki? You would be in the same position and do the same thing.
Don't even pretend. You know what I mean? I'm with you 1,000,000%. Don't even pretend. Like, and it's going to, I mean, now the Golden Beaver's done, which I actually think is also fun drama that now the Golden Beaver is out of the picture. And
no more alliances, I guess.
No more alliances. Or if there aren't alliances, will people still forget? Like, will people still use that, like that energy? Like, did it create enough drama for the rest of the season? We shall see.
I know. We have to find out. I mean, the girls this season are fucking loud.
They're loud. I'm obsessed with this cast. Like every single one of them has so much to offer. Like, and usually at this point in the competition, I'm ready to see some bitches go. But I wasn't at this point. I was like, damn, I'm going to, no matter who goes, I'm going to be a little bit devastated.
We always are. Drag Race is fucking emotional. Bitch.
I mean, tell me, give me a little bit of insight into your journey when you were there. What was it like going from the roller coaster of getting there, being on the show? Like, give me a little peek into the roller coaster.
Oh, it was like a lot of work. I mean, with the casting, it was like you have to wait a long time, and you never know if you got in unless you get a call.
Yeah,
and the fact that you waited all these times and go to the fucking studio and bring everything with you, it's just, you're already tired at that point. And then when you realize that you were there and you worked hard for it, it's devastating when you, like, for example, for me, like, I was the first out, right? It was so fucking devastating when all the work that you did was like put into nothing.
Yeah.
But then when you realize, like, after the show, you know what? What happened at the show was not really define you. Does not really define you, right?
Absolutely not.
It's what you do after it. So it's gonna be emotionally hard.
Yeah.
But also, there's the platform of like Drag Race in general. It boosts you up in terms of like your career and your name. So it's what you really you do after that.
I see you doing big things already. Like, it's the fact that you are hustling, the fact that you are improving your aesthetic. Like, it's really fucking impressive. So, I mean, like, people should look up to you in terms of like, this is how you grow your legacy and don't let like one episode of TV define that.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean it. it's pretty fierce. And then a piece of advice you would give to a girl who's going to be on a future season.
A future advice for me, I think one thing I realized, or like I saw during the filming of the second season, because I was there at the back of the camera. I was doing Jiggly's makeup, right? I think for me, it's to just stick with your vision. Whatever you prepared for, stick with it. And don't get mixed up with your emotions and what you're feeling once you're there. Otherwise, it's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of like girls fuck it up during the filming of the second season of Philippines, at least. Just stay with your guts, stay with your visions, stick to who you are,
bitch,
and you'll be fine.
T. So, oh my God. Okay, wait, we have okay, let's take a break and then we're going to talk about these million lip syncs. Ah! I know.
How many lip syncs are these?
Eight? I don't know. We'll find a way to keep it quick. So stay tuned, but first, silence. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break! Okay, we're going to talk about these amazing lip syncs. First, we have Kitten Caboodle and Melinda Verga lip syncing to Shania Twain, That Don't Impress Me Much. What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, I expect Melinda to perform because I know my Filipina girlies will perform. But yeah, I'm not surprised. I feel like Melinda really deserved that win because she turned it up.
She did.
Yeah.
She really did. And like, look, I love Kitten with my whole goddamn heart, but yeah, there was the energy wasn't, it just wasn't as fun as watching.
And I feel like she doesn't know the words at some point in the song too.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're 100% right. I got to say, Melinda's, just one more shout out. Melinda's makeup is improving. The hair was a great hair choice for lip sync.
Uh-huh. Right.
She's fun.
She turned it up. She performed.
And poor Kitten, I love her. I understand. Look, I get it. I'm not the most physical performer. So I understand that she was just trying to do her best in this particular arena. And unfortunately, that the turnarounds were not impressing the judges, the spins.
Right. Well, congrats, Melinda. I feel like Melinda deserved it.
Melinda deserved it. Also, shout out to her red. This red look is a perfect lip sync look.
Uh-huh. She looks good in red.
She does.
I love the color on her.
So yes, they called this one correct. I think they called this one correct with
Melinda. Can I just say?
Of course, I want you to say.
I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of don't like the part wherein they have to critique the girls after performing. Like, I want to know.
That was a little weird.
I want to know who stays and we get to the fucking next lip sync.
I agree. It was very Canadian in both a positive and negative. It was very Canadian because they were like, you did very good and we like you and you're good. But there was something awkward about it too, because sometimes when there was a clear loser, they would be like, you are fun.
Right?
Like, it was so obviously like, and you, my friend, oh, you are fun. I was like, okay, so I lost the lip sync. Just tell me fucking lost the lip sync.
Right? I don't get that. I mean, if it's like you, it's like edging for me.
It is edging.
Oh, wait, you know what? Let's talk about lit first. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it was interesting. I can't decide. I think it was just them trying to be as kind as possible and like trying not to let the girl who's going to the next round, instead of feeling dejected, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of feeling dejected, like trying to be like, you're good. So just pick yourself back up again. Very yeah. Canadian.
I guess.
Okay, next we have this iconic Sam Smith song with Aurora and Denim. Oh God, Denim was sad when Aurora picked this song.
I mean, Aurora liked that song. I would do the same for Aurora. Like, if I really want the song, I don't care if we have an alliance. I don't care if we're friends. I don't care if we're besties.
Yeah.
I am doing this song and you'll have to.
Is this, so out of those four songs, you would have picked this one?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most boppy song, I guess.
It's very boppy. It is very, very, very boppy. Mm-hmm. It's cute. It's there's slow moments. There's sexy moments. There's dance moments.
I love highs and lows in every song.
And it's literally named after a Drag Race quote.
Right. So it's cute. It was cute.
It was really cute. But holy shit, Aurora once again opened her pussy so wide that the whole stage was swallowed by it. She is one of my favorite lip sync artists in the history of the show.
If I were Denim, I would just walk away.
Truly, I would. You, Ginny Lemon, Ginny just Lemon walk off. I know, poor Denim. So, yeah. And again, God, they just, the hair, the splits, the bopping on the cock split dance that Aurora's doing. Holy shit.
But Denim also tried too, but it's not enough.
It's just not enough. Aurora's unbelievable. And they call this one correct as well. What are you going to do?
I agree 100%.
And now, Fever Dreamer. Okay, we have the matchup. We have the rematch. This was fun. We have the rematch of Amy Anze Chanel and Near Enough. Thank you, Near Enough, for bringing us this drama and giving us the rematch. What'd you think?
Oh, my eyes are all over Near Enough. I mean, the emotions, the facial expressions,
wow.
The body.
Wow.
I can't.
Wow. Wow. I did not know Near Enough was this amazing. Like, this bitch is amazing.
Yeah, she is a performer. I thought Aurora was the lip sync assassin, but then here you go.
Here you go, which we'll talk about that matchup because
ooh, Lady in Reds, they are performers.
I know.
Melinda, or Neera, and then Aurora.
Yeah.
They're all wearing red and they're like the winners here.
Oh no. When Amy Anze Chanel tries to do the booty tooch, oof, and it just looks like a dog who's throwing up dinner. It was not good.
I mean, I love Amy. She's funny, but
I love Amy.
Neera.
But Neera devoured
her. Oh wait, the editors are fucking shady too. Like, there's a part where in Neera was like doing a 360. And then they showed Neera's wig cap showing from the back.
Oh, these assholes. Assholes. Okay, I would say Amy did give sex. Amy gave sex. She just wasn't able to give the amount of tricks.
No. Amy gave sex. Neera gave sex. But the difference is Neera was a passionate one.
Period. Okay, so I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So you're saying that Neera gave like Tinder Grinder and Amy was giving sniffies.
Oh, very bad. Sniffies in the bushes, in the trails.
I see. Okay, I get you. Yeah, Neera wins. Full agree. No doubt about it. This was a weird one where they were like, holy fucking shit, Neera. And Amy, hi.
Yeah, no, you were so good. I mean.
So now we have Uninvited, Alanis Morissette, Venus versus Kikiko. Kikiko's wearing the wrong thing. But also, wow, this is a tough one. This is a hard one to do.
I know. They're both giving emotions. They're both giving the same kind of like drama. And I feel like Venus look more convincing. It's more convincing. That's why she won. And also, like, there's more emotions to it. I mean, Kiki is giving emotions too, but this outfit doesn't go with the song.
The outfit was so almost, it was too funny. It was truly.
It was too Disneyland for me.
Exactly. It was like Princess Peach is ready to break up with Mario and is suddenly listening to Evanescence goth songs. It was a little strange. But yeah, that's, and of course, Venus chose the song. She was like, I feel connected to this. I have the right hair on. Even the look gives more grunge adjacent drag than. Right.
Like, if I'm going to, like, a lip-sync battle or, like, a lip-sync Lollapalooza, I would wear, like, a neutral color because you never know what you're going to get.
Truly. Truly. But, I mean, you know, she thought she was going to get any of the other ones would have been fine for this look.
Right. That's a smart choice because Venus can do everything with this look.
Yes, Venus can do everything with this look. How about her cod piece? I would just, a quick shout-out to, not only is she not tucked, she's wearing a cup. Mm-hmm. Which I love. I love it. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous human.
Gorgeous. A model.
Such a model. Dumb mm-hmm. bitch. Sorry, okay. That's just me projecting. That's just me projecting. So, wow. Of course, Venus wins. Now we're going on to our next round of the winners. And we have boys. The Boys Wanna Be Her by Peaches. This is Aurora V. Melinda Verga, we got rock and roll whores.
Oh, I love my Filipina sister, but Aurora did not miss a beat on this song.
Jesus Christ. I mean, Aurora, again, one of the, truly, I'm not joking, I think one of the top three best lip syncers in the history of any drag race franchise. I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
Right.
She's good.
Right. She's really good. I mean, when I was watching Aurora, she kind of reminded me of like Anitra at some point.
Thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm. She was so good. On beat. Everything.
Exactly. Pussy, cunt, on beat, club, another club, plane, no sleep.
Another lip sync, another win.
I couldn't believe how many times they made her lip sync. I was like, that's also hard too, is like having new tricks for the fourth lip sync you do. Is like,
and you have to change too. Girl, you gotta catch your breath at the same time too.
Girl.
I'd be tired if I were Aurora, but she has.
So tired.
I mean, if you're confident, it should be easy for you. Like, I can sense and smell the confidence out of Aurora. So it was easy for her, for sure.
Do you love lip syncing or like lip syncing?
I love lip syncing. What do you mean? Like, I prefer.
I don't know. Every queen's different, you know? Right. Like, some queens are like,
You see it on this episode. <You're> right? You'll see, like, the girls who just hold the mic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, I'm one of those bitches.
You have a podcast. What do you mean?
I love to host. I love to bullshit. I love to do crowd work. I like that more than the lip sync moment.
I can host and I can also travel.
Bitch, you know, advertising doesn't hurt. Yeah, jeez, I'm not, y'all, I know y'all don't, I know y'all know this, but Prince is you are beautiful in and out of drag. You are sickening, bitch.
hit me up, everybody.
Hit her up. Quick shout out to Melinda Verga trying to give the Sasha Colby,
girl, you don't do that if you're not wearing human, at least. Girl, she tried it and then it just all tangled up. It was so funny too.
Bitch, you are so funny.
I don't want to talk about it, but you went there. Okay, Melinda. Yeah.
You were so funny. Injuring herself, jumping all over stage. Melinda tried it. But of course, Aurora's flawless victory. And she moves on.
Judging by the hair, it's going to be Aurora's win for sure. She's wearing human. And it's moving flawlessly.
It's moving amazingly.
It's amazing.
Okay, this one was a really tight one. We got Neera v. Venus.
For me, it wasn't really tight. It was straight up Neera.
Period.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If I watch a lip sync, I want to see someone lip sync to it. But then it would take me to the thing where the song is coming out of her mouth. And Neera gave me that.
I did agree that Neera very much deserved this win. But I thought Venus was
she's the one
up.
Singing the song. I was convinced.
Yeah. She gave I gotta say, Venus was doing great. Venus was giving Gwen Stefani. She was giving Fergie. Mm-hmm. But Nira was giving Queen, giving like Lady Gaga, Madonna energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very that. I mean, I love both, but Nira ate.
Same.
Nira ate it.
Nira fucked it up. Yeah. The way she can play soft, fast, hard. Face.
And she twirls. I mean,
the dances, man. These are athletes. This was a moment where I was like, oh my God, these are athletes.
Right. It is the World Cup.
It is the absolute World Cup. Like, and I'm like, I was even thinking about like, the Drag Race season 2 girls, you know what I mean? Were like, I love Drag Race season 2, but I guess I was thinking about this because they sing to Black Velvet, which is also from season 2 of Drag Race. And right. I was like, I don't think season 2 knew that in about 10 years, every single drag artist was expected to be a goddamn Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is that? Okay. Let's talk about this final one. Obviously, we have the top two, Near Enough and Aurora Matrix, lip syncing to Black Velvet. This was hard for me to call.
Same. What do you?
Yeah, this was hard.
I
thought
time,
they should have like, both just.
You
won.
Wouldn't
just,
expect who? I mean, you never know who's gonna win. They're both so good. They both look good. They are both performing the house down. So I was watching it and I'm like, oh. Who's going to win? I thought it's going to be like a double win at least. But then I feel like it is true that Nira did better at this point.
Yes.
Aurora, I don't know. The emotions of the song, Nira gave it.
Yeah. Maybe Nira gave just a little bit more.
Yeah, she has the face. She has the face of the song.
She does.
Aurora was like, performing and it was almost like the essence of the song is not on the face of Aurora. It was more
maybe
Nira's. That's the determining factor right in Nira won.
T, and I'll say this because I'm always a messy bitch. Production wise, I wonder if it was a better time to give Nira a win. I'm just wondering if I'm a producer, it might be a little bit more exciting to give Nira a win because I think out of these girls, not a lot of these girls are counting Nira. Like they haven't been expecting Nira to do as well as she does.
Yeah. Yeah. They wanted Nira to win for sure. But also Nira was delivering. So it was like a well-deserved win.
It was a well-deserved
win. Episodes in Drag Race Philippines season 2. Let's just say that.
Ooh.
Which you have to watch. Anyway, going back to Canada.
Oh man, I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that. Were there any times in season 1 that you thought were bullshit wins?
I'd say it was fair, but I was thinking about the second season, which
okay. Okay, gotta go watch it. So Nira wins. I love that on top of all these lip syncs, we get the drama of the Golden Beaver. Oh my God, I thought they were going to do two separate lip syncs, but no. She gets to save one of the bottom four, and then the other three have to lip sync, knowing that only one will survive.
Right.
Holy shit.
It's a double elimination as expected.
Holy shit. I gotta say, and Nira picks the nice choice. She saves Denim. Was that the right choice?
I think for me, it's the right choice because Kiki has been in the bottom three times. Denim was always top or like save. So in terms of like body work, I feel like Denim deserved that save more than the others. But I also had high hopes for Kitten at least because I love Kitten.
I know.
She started so strong.
Fuck, I know. I really thought she had a chance of making it all the way to the end before this episode because I'm just such a pure fan, but I understand that it's a lip sync off and your peers are true blue triathletes. Right. So it's like, fuck my life.
Yeah, I feel like I'm expecting Nira to save Denim in the first place, so.
I would have saved Amy.
I would have saved Kitten.
If I was nice, I would have saved Kitten. If I was mean, I would have saved Amy because she might be the least threat here.
Right.
Did I say that?
I think, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. But
she did the kind thing. She saves Denim.
And also, I think for me, Kiki... I wouldn't save Kiki.
I love because Kiki. She's been saved Kiki a lot. You're saying,
girl, this is your third time. You better do your own thing now. At this point,
yes, and I think Kiki. You know, again, to Kiki's credit, she really took it on herself. Like she was like, no, I deserve to fight for this spot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as it should.
Yeah, yeah,
and she did.
And she did. I love that dramatic moment when anyone said, like, are they dying to lip sync? And no one said a word. No one was like, I mean, I want to keep my option open. If you're gonna save me.
Right. I'm just gonna play it by ear.
Right. Work. And our final lip sync, we have I Will Love Again. We have this threesome going up against each other. Kiki, Amy, and Kitten. What did you think?
Okay, first of all, I don't know this song, but I fell in love with the song.
Yeah, same.
I would learn this song and perform it in a club.
Same.
It's a good song. Is this a Canadian artist? I'm not sure, but it was really
good. Probably. They really rep Canada.
It was so, so good. But I feel like in terms of overall lip sync, Kiki embodied the song.
Yeah.
Like, the emotions went out and it was a lip sync for your life for her.
She gave...
Yeah. Kitten was timid in this lip sync. I feel like the energy she just gave up.
That's what I felt a little bit too. She could have been so just fucking tired.
I know.
But I agree. I was like, Kitten, go harder. At least give more face.
Yeah. I don't think she even moved in her spot. She was just standing
there. She did some spins. She did some spins. And at one point I was like, oh God, Diva, stop spinning. Do something or get on the floor. Yeah, those little spins. And Kiki wanted it so bad.
I see Kiki's veins while lip syncing. That's when I know she's into it.
Yeah.
Her veins on her forehead, on her neck, girl, she was lip syncing.
She was. And it worked. Whereas like somehow like in the uninvited lip sync, her energy didn't quite connect with the song. Somehow, this song was a better song for her energy. Like it just, it felt like a diva song, and yeah, she looked a like moment. A diva. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if you're performing or doing a lip sync, it's a big factor if you really like the song too. Cause otherwise,
absolutely.
You'd be like, let's just do this and be over it.
But absolutely. Like,
it was a performance.
What's your favorite song? Do you have one that's coming to mind? Like your favorite song or favorite artist to lip sync to?
Oh my God. I mean, I would always say like anything Lady Gaga. But today or now, my current obsession was, it's a song called The Right Song. It's by Tiesto.
Oh.
It's a cunt song.
Ooh, I want to hear this. I love Tiesto, and I don't know if I know this song. Okay.
I'm not sure who's the vocalist, but it was Tiesto's song. It's called The Right Song.
Right,
it's so
song.
Good. I would
perform. Okay, I'm going to find it.
Next, for sure. I'm learning.
Work, bitch. Okay, great. So, unfortunately, we have two bitches going home. Oh. Amy Yonce Chanel and Kitten Caboodle.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was their time.
Damn it. I know. Here's the thing, though. Yes, I'm bummed because if Kitten survived this episode, I think she could have made it to the end.
Yeah, but I feel like she was, I don't know, the past few weeks she was quiet and timid. I feel like the production kind of knew that she was like, oh, she's over this.
Maybe you're right, to be honest. Maybe you're 100% right.
I feel like Kiki could show more. And Amy was fun.
Amy was fun, but truly, yeah, Amy was just a bit too messy.
She was messy. Like
she was messy.
Throw on topics out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, she was messy. I love the moment where she had to be a fake bitch and she was like, I'm being so fucking fake right now. Where
Amy's
she was
like, energy reminds me so much of Corazon from my season.
Yes.
They have the same vibe and energy.
Fully. Oh, well, we have two bitches down, six left. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. This was a fantastic, these past two episodes were fantastic. Canada's Drag Race is true. I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's ass. I'm honest when I don't love a season. Uh-huh. I think this is my favorite season of the year.
It is my favorite season of the year for sure. Same.
It's fun.
But remember at the party we were talking about, I was like, girl, we have to talk about Canada's Drag Race because that is the shit right there.
It's fucking doing it for me. It's mm-hmm. it's doing it all. It's
giving what I needed from the other franchise.
Yes, it's taking chances. They're fucking with the formula a little bit. And I think this is actually where Drag Race needs to keep going. Like, we can't keep the same rules anymore. I think we have to just keep experimenting. And that's why I really love that Canada's experimenting with rules like the Golden Beaver and challenges like this. They're like, of course, the lip sync playoff is familiar, but we're going to do it in a different way. I'm very happy.
Aside from me, I feel like the cast is the reason why it's good too.
Period. The casting is perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. we get so many kinds of drag and still all the drama. There's a lot going right in this season.
Mm-hmm. I did not expect this.
Me neither. Especially after Canada season 3. Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
I wasn't very amazed by that season. Not that the girls weren't amazing, just I wasn't, the chemistry wasn't great for me.
Yeah. Well, that's about
Prince, it, right? We've come to the end. Remind us where we can throw you coins, where we can support you, where we can follow you. Tell us.
Oh, yes. Well, I am doing Palm Springs this weekend. I have some shows coming up this January. I'm going to be doing Sugar Tank with the House of Avalon on January 6th.
Ooh, yay!
I'll be doing, I'm going to be in London too for DragCon.
Fine.
So, for the people listening from the UK, girl, I'll see you there. Come to work. Get my merch, support me because I need some coins. And I'll be doing a lot of brunch stuff here in Palm Springs again by January and in WeHo. I think that's about it for now. I mean, well, I'm also going to Minneapolis on the 20th of January, 2021. Yeah. I'm doing the show. So I'll see you in Minneapolis.
Work. And your Instagram handle again, because we can find everything.
At Prince Morel, everything. Twitter, Grindr, Tinder, Facebook dating.
I love it. I love the Grindr. My handle at Grindr is Prince Morel. Yes. So we're going to post those in the link below. So click clack below where you find your podcasts and go to PrinceMorel.com.
Chirp, chirp.
Ah. Woo! Prince, you're so fucking fun. Stay tuned for our Drag Race Canada coverage, also intermingling with our season 16 coverage. Holy shit. If you like Drag Her Podcast, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and we will read it live on the pod.
Yes.
Do it. Follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. And till next year. Let the music play. Back you at you ain't me. Oh wait.
So fun.
That was a HeadGum original.